Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story. Despite opposition, the PUC has voted to extend the use of some old power generators at four Southern California plants because the commissioners are worried about power outages. KNX 1070's John Baird is live at AES plant in Redondo Beach.
These natural gas generators were supposed to be shut down at the end of 2020 as California moves away from fossil fuels. Generators at plants in Huntington Beach, Long Beach, Oxnard, and here in Redondo Beach. But PUC commissioners voted to extend the lives of the generators for a couple of years because they're concerned that there just won't be enough electricity to get us through the high use times in the evenings and that consumers could face power outages.
We do really believe it is essential for this very short-term interval.
The generators in Oxnard could keep running through the end of 2022 here in Redondo, that is 2021, Redondo 2022, the others possibly through 2023. The final decision rests with the State Water Resources Control Board, although opponents have been very vocal.
Let me remind you of the tons of mixed poisons pumped into the air by this old power plant, the Redondo plant. Nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, carbon monoxide, ozone.
He had a very long list. Opponents are not only worried about air pollution and carbon emissions, but also about the harm to marine life. The plants are cooled with ocean water. Reporting live in Redondo Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070.
California's auditor says new laws are needed that would require school districts to do more to identify K through 12 students who are homeless. Live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Well, in that group, it's estimated there are 270,000 high schoolers across California, high schoolers and younger, who are homeless. And the feds send California $10.5 million a year for lunch programs, for other services. There was an audit done. It says Norwalk, La Mirada Unified, and San Bernardino City Unified are two districts that are not doing enough to help their homeless students.
At my old elementary school in Los Angeles Unified, 24% of the children are considered homeless. Unfortunately, as you can see from this map, this is a statewide issue from Eureka to Salinas to San Diego.
That's Assemblymember Luis Rivas of LA who requested the audit. The solution, according to the auditor for California, suggesting a new law requires school districts to survey students to identify homeless students and then make sure that they are not overlooked. Back to you guys in the studio.
The massive Woolsey Fire began its destructive march toward the Pacific Ocean 1 year ago today, ultimately torching nearly 97,000 acres and destroying more than 1,600 structures.
Reflecting on the fire's impact on the city she's called home for more than four decades, Malibu Mayor Karen Ferrer says the pulse of the community 1 year later is a mixed bag.
Everything from gratitude to profound sadness, people who were underinsured and realized they're not going to be able to rebuild.
She says they have hosted all kinds of workshops and, as a city council, made public safety and Woolsey Fire recovery their top two budget priorities. They're also looking at a number of changes.
We have a new ordinance that I expect to come out soon prohibiting in rebuilds highly flammable non-native vegetation. We are looking into a siren system for the city in the absence of power.
Two homes on her street burned to the ground in the Woolsey Fire, but she got lucky. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
85 people were killed in the campfire up in Paradise in Northern California. It was burning at the same time as the Woolsey Fire. A year later, only 11 homes have been rebuilt. The mayor of Paradise, Jody Jones, says recovery is slow.
Over 3 million tons of debris is removed from our town. So it doesn't look like a war zone anymore. All of the burnt out cars, all of the burnt houses, they're all gone.
But in terms of the state of California, the SACB is saying this morning that state officials say many parts of California still face the same fire dangers as a year ago, despite the approval of hundreds of millions of dollars for new firefighters, equipment, and improved emergency alert systems.
In Costa Mesa, police are trying to find out whether a woman who's accused of pretending to be a law enforcement officer actually harassed or took advantage of anybody while doing it. So they're asking to hear from any possible victims. She was arrested after officers spotted her driving a car with a police-style light bar. They say it turned out that she was also wearing a fake badge, a tactical vest with a police patch, along with a duty belt that held a loaded gun, a taser, and handcuffs.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!